This is Dr. Robert Abley shining a spotlight on freedom. Last week, we deconstructed liberalism and pointed out its main problems. We hypothesized that unless liberals reconstructed their value system and lived more consistently according to it, liberalism would not be in a position of political power or influence again in the near future. No sooner had we discussed this notion than a front-page article appeared in the San Francisco Chronicle advocating that liberals needed to sell the brand of Obama in a better advertising package. The article stated forthrightly that candidates are brands, while at the same time stating that voters respond to them based on their values and emotions. But if values are a part of the decision-making process of voters, then the conception of candidates as brands is superficial and incomplete. The values they advocate deal with morality, not soap products. Enter George Lakoff, the psychobabbling professor of cognitive science at Berkeley, who in his new book advocates the same issue. Lakoff argues that by consistently pounding out new catchphrases like the Republicans do, liberals can reclaim their dominance in the political arena. But Lakoff's argument is wrong for multiple reasons, and those who follow him will end up guiding the Democratic Party to perdition. First of all, contrary to his undocumented assertions, cognitive science has not proven that people absorb new frameworks through sheer repetition. Rather, information is absorbed and made meaningful when it deepens a person's understanding of the subject matter. So framing won't do a whole lot for the liberal message, but advocating for and debating the meaning of the values they hold will. But he misses the glaring fact that the issue of values is an ethical one, not a cognitive science one. We will deal more with that in a later commentary. But suffice it to say that as soon as Lakoff suggests that liberal values are more in line with our mental hardware and more true, he steps out of the science he wants to use to prove his thesis and becomes just another dogmatic believer. The San Francisco Chronicle article was just as problematic. By reducing the political campaign to brand identity, they encounter the same problems as Lakoff does. And that includes such issues as a lack of substance and the replacing of important ideas with new buzzwords. I mean, really, can anyone get on board with the idea that Obama should repackage the idea of taxes as membership fees? I want to state as strongly as I can that if liberals keep thinking this way, they will lose every major election in the years to come. That is because thinking in terms of packaging or of framing, while an ingredient in a plan to return liberals to power, is nowhere close to the substance needed to do so. There are many reasons for this, not the least of which is that, by focusing on packaging their candidates, liberals succumb to the main thrust of conservatism, and that is to just package their values, not debate them. If liberalism had anything truly different to offer, then it could debate instead of sell, and in that way pull the campaigns back onto their own turf of substance. But because people like Lakoff and the reporter for The Chronicle advocate that liberals simply focus on framing things, liberals continue to lose ground with the public and lose elections in the voting booths. Let us add to this that Obama has turned his own back on liberal values and is now framing his campaign as a Republican light, to borrow an overworked term. This is the mistake that Democrats continue to make. Rather than Obama standing for solid liberal American values and telling us what they mean to him, he accepts the conservative values that produce the framing. Thus, Obama has instead vowed to support Israel, threatened to attack Iran, pledged more troops for Afghanistan, and by his recent vote now supports warrantless domestic spying and blanket immunity for telecom companies that turn over our private phone and email records to the government. As a result, his support among liberals has dropped nationwide by 12%, and his overall support has dropped 7%, so that now he and John McCain are in a dead heat. All this because he is accepting the values of the conservatives and trying to frame himself as being like a conservative, but just better than McCain, instead of talking straightforwardly about the values that are important to the republic, such as equality, the common good, and the need for substantive dialogue. If Obama was simply to define the values we all need to have to find common ground and talk about what those values mean for his presidency instead of framing himself as almost as conservative as McCain, he would no doubt garner more respect from voters who are looking for someone who stands for something. The way to regain liberal dominance in the political spectrum is to refocus on the substance of what liberals claim they believe, not to accept conservative values by packaging themselves as just like conservatives, but with a heart. If we really are different from conservatives, it is that difference we should have substantive knowledge of and be ready to discuss openly. It is in my own small attempt to head off that dark fate of another liberal loss in November that I will devote myself in the next few commentaries by rediscovering and refocusing on liberal values. Robert Abley, SpotlightOnFreedom.com.